to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hey, welcome back to the Upcycle Canada podcast. It's Dave. I hope you're doing well. Yep, we're here. Yeah, it's been a very interesting year, I gotta tell you. With the store closing last year, Jen running our store in a new location at a farmer's market for the entire year. Lots of stuff going on. Still lots of great connections we have in place with our customers. We really appreciate you. And just doing a quick update. It's 2024, and I wanted to jump on and say hi and give you a little update on what some of the things going on behind the scenes with Upcycle Canada, with Jennifer and myself, our family. There's so much to talk about. I hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great Christmas break, holiday break, a new year that was safe, and that all your family are doing well. And glad to be back with you. Here we go. The Upcycle Canada podcast is back and got lots of stuff to chat with you about. Thanks for being here. So yeah, we closed up the store in 2022. At the end of the year, we came to the end of our three-year lease at the store. And we closed up shop. Our landlord was asking to really substantially raise our rent. And sales were not there to support the increase in our rent. We had the utilities. We had all of the stuff that comes with having the store, the insurance. Oh, so much. And we didn't break even in that year. So we decided, you know what? It's time to cut our losses. Shut down the store. We really loved our customers. We really loved working together with you and building out some amazing items and special things just for you as our customers. And I think the biggest thing we miss is our vendors. We've had some amazing vendors come through our store, and I know some of them were disappointed in the store closing. I know that they really didn't want to see us go, and we didn't want to go either. Come on. Of course not. We want to stay there and have a great storefront. But at the same time, we just weren't getting the uptick in foot traffic through the store, even though we were investing in advertising, our social media. We were out there doing everything we can to drum up support for the store. It just wasn't happening. And it wasn't the location, because we had a really good storefront. Our store now is flipped. It's now a vape shop. So it's selling those electronic vape pens and stuff. Meh. Anyways, not a big fan of those, but that's what the store is. But we had to actually, over the Christmas break and then into January 2023, we had to like completely strip the store and put it back to nothing, back to plain and boring. So all of that beautiful logo of Upcycle Canada that was painted on the wall, Jen and I had to repaint over top of that, which was sad to repaint over all of Jen's hard work. We had to fill every single hole in the wall or get a $75 charge per hole in the entire store. So that took us a long time to go through and fix everything, put it all back, and put like a primer coat on the whole store. So that was all out of our pocket and out of our time. And it took a lot to get done, but we got this opening to go into a farmer's market type setup in our community. And they only open on Sundays. And so Jen committed to being there for the entire year. She worked every single Sunday. And she manned a little booth that we had. And it was nice, good vendors who were in and around our booth in that part of the market. But again, it was like $60 a week to have that space. Really nice, great people. But we were making like $2 one week. The next week, we'd make $10. And over the course of the year, we didn't break even there either. So we would go and do these events outside of the market, and we'd actually had to strip out all of the inventory from the market on a Sunday, bring it to an event, set it up on a Saturday, bring it back to the market on the Sunday morning, restock and reset up our entire booth within like an hour, and then be open for business on a Sunday morning. So but when we do the events, we would just have great feedback, great attendance, working with some of the most amazing wineries and locations in Niagara. We love doing our live events. If you're in Niagara and you're an event planner and you're looking for someone like us, we'll come to your event. We'll set up a store. We don't set up a table. No. We set up an experience, and we were able to bring some of our vendors' items with us that we had remaining in stock and show off and introduce our vendors and our stuff at these events. And we love doing that because it just gives our vendors the opportunity to get in front of an audience that they're not going to be there at. So it's all about trying to help our vendors experience and get in front of more people. So that's why we did it. And we would have great responses. We would make more in one day at an event at a winery than we would make an entire month of being at the market on Sundays. So after a year of Jen sacrificing every single Sunday, she works full-time Monday to Friday. Every Sunday, she would be giving up her one day of her weekend to be at the market. We said, you know what? It's not meeting our expectations. We're not making an income from this. It's costing us more than it is to, you know, just to be there. It's costing us too much money. So at the end of November, beginning of December, even with the Christmas rush, which we were anticipating, things just got quiet at the market. We thought, well, it's time to pull that out as well. So we closed up our shop at the market, and now we're sitting on a store full of inventory in our home, and we're trying to decide the next steps for Upcycle Canada. So that's kind of why there's been some silence going on in the background. On top of that, as a side note, we did lose my mom in December. And that was rough because we got blindsided by an illness that happened in a very short amount of time. And we ended up losing my mom, which then took us out of the mix. And we were not doing anything for a few weeks as we dealt with her illness and then losing her. So it's been really a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And you're probably wondering why the podcast isn't going out or why we're a little quiet on social media. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. So if you're worried and concerned, we appreciate that. If you have no idea what we're talking about, then hi, welcome to the podcast. Jen is actually at work right now. So she's still working real hard. I'm still working night shift. And what I've been doing to kind of offset some of the expenses that Upcycle is causing us is I've been working on podcasting. And now, in addition to the Upcycle Canada podcast, I have 7 other podcasts that I host, and it's all under the umbrella of truemediasolutions.ca. That's my website for all of my podcasts, and really enjoying being a podcaster. And I'm actually working on being an editor as a podcaster, helping other people start their show. And if you've ever wanted to start a podcast and you're in the eco-friendly space, that's what I do. I help people start their shows. And I do the editing. I do all that stuff behind the scenes. So now I have clients in Poland. I have clients in America, Canada. And I'm working with great people, helping them do their show. So that's kind of what I've been doing on top of working nights and then also working with Jen on Upcycle. So a lot of stuff going on in the family, a lot of things happening behind the scenes, and that's kind of the reasons why things have been a little quiet on the Upcycle Canada side. I think, really, to be transparent, I think that the loss of the store really stung and really hurt us and really sapped our motivation. and really kind of set us back a little bit, because we poured every penny, every hour, every minute we could into that store. And had it not been for the global closure of the world for 3 years here in Canada, it's been rough. It's been a rough time to open a store and chase our dream. And the big thing for us in all of this was we were hoping that Upcycle Canada would be an opportunity to hire people, give them a living wage, and have them run the store, have them be the face of Upcycle Canada so that Jen and I could move forward with other things as well. But it ended up being where we couldn't afford to pay staff. Sales were low. So it ended up being Jen or myself running the store, working full time. And it's been a challenge, a really, really big challenge. And we've had people warn us at the beginning that it's going to be rough. But I don't think anybody anywhere could have anticipated what happened with the global shutdown. That's just something that's never been in the cards before and could never be predicted. And the impact of that on not just on our store, but other people we know in the space, a lot of makers that we know have closed up their little mom and pop shops, their weekend side hustles, from coffee grinders and coffee makers to other sign people who do what we do. It's interesting. There's been a real shift in the maker community where we live. And a lot of people just closing up their little small businesses and going, you know, money's just not there. Attendance is low. It's really a big hassle to get out there and sell your items. So if you've survived the pandemic and you're still creating and still making, that's amazing. Congratulations. Well done. I still watch your posts on social media. I see Maritime Moose doing great stuff. June Bird. There's a lot of great people out there who are still plugging away, doing their thing and sharing their works with the world. I celebrate you and keep going. You're doing great. So as we look into 2024, Jen and I are now regrouping, thinking about the shows that we want to focus on in the new year, focusing on what our path is going forward now that we don't have a retail space on a regular basis. So we're looking at maybe getting our stuff into another store, co-partnering with other venues where they have space and they're looking for vendors. Whatever that is, we're trying to figure out our next steps. So it's kind of a little update for you on all things Upcycle Canada. We're going to keep the podcast going. I'm trying to convince Jen to join me again and get back into the recording schedule of having her on. I love having Jen here to chat and to share, because I know there's people like, you know, junebird.ca out there that listens to the podcast. Well, she works away on her creations. They're amazing, by the way. Go check out junebird.ca. It's great to be a part of the community and to have you listening and being a part of our little world. And we appreciate being part of yours. So for those that are makers, still going strong, keep going. You're doing great. And we're cheering you on here at Upcycle Canada. So we'll get back here into the swing of things, give you some more updates and some more episodes coming up. We're always looking for guests for the podcast as well. So if you know somebody in the eco-friendly, repurposing, salvage, around those lines, and you know somebody that's into that space, a creator, a maker, whatever, let us know. We'd love to have them on the podcast. Again, everything's on upcyclecanada.ca as the website. And we're looking forward to getting Jen back on the mic and getting back here with you. Thanks for checking out the podcast again. And again, all the best to you from Jen and I and the kids in 2024. I hope that this is a great year for all of us, that we can all move forward and see things pick up and move to the next level. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you soon again with another episode of the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for being patient. We'll talk soon. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.